Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. Hey guys. Welcome to Twin Flame Truth TV. I'm El Hari, Twin Flame alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. And today's topic, we are going to be discussing reconciling intentional manifesting using the law of attraction with the twin flame journey. And I'm so excited about this topic. I do have to, full disclosure, admit that the idea for this topic came from people asking questions about it on YouTube recently. So there were so many questions about it, I decided to make it a Twin Flame Truth episode. And so why I like this topic is it's so apropos right now. It is obviously with the whole coronavirus thing going on around the planet, people are in isolation, people have more time on their hands to try out intentionally manifesting, first of all. And secondly, there's a lot of fear. The whole planet's level of fear-based energy has risen exponentially from this. It's interesting and yet backwards, but people tend to want to manifest from a place of fear. You know, it's when people realize that things are lacking or missing, or they feel a sense of things not being the way they want them, which is all fear-based thought, is when they actually look to intentionally manifest usually. Of course, that's the time when you really shouldn't, and that's not going to work, so we'll get into that. So this is just a great time to be doing this topic in this video and this episode. Another thing, people, from their fear, they, you know, may be wanting to manifest good health, they may be wanting to manifest an increase in their finances or a new job, or they may be wanting to manifest some kind of like not feeling lonely a partner or a love interest or something like that. And so this is a really good time to learn how to intentionally manifest correctly. And this applies not just to people on the twin flame journey, by the way, this applies to everyone.
But I mean, because this is Twin Flame Truth TV and I get people asking me to reconcile it with the Twin Flame journey, that's what I am doing here. However, you can apply this even if you are not on a Twin Flame journey. This all applies. And this will explain to a lot of people, Twin Flame journey or not, why a lot of times, or most of the time, they try to intentionally create things and manifest things and use the law of attraction intentionally, and it does not work. And this is why. Okay, so there's really two issues at play here in terms of reconciling using the law of attraction to intentionally create things and the twin flame journey. The first of those is that is the issue of limited free will. If you follow me, if you will realize that I always say that your soul is in charge, your soul is orchestrating everything. You are your soul. You are not your mind. Your mind is not in control. Your mind likes to think it's in control. And in fact, the cause of any type of fear or stress and anxiety you feel in your mind is because your mind is sensing that it doesn't, it's sensing a lack of control in that topic or that subject or that area. And the thing is, any sense of control it does feel is totally a false sense of control. It's never in control. Think about it. Your mind, I mean, it only exists in for the whole time of your lifetime, right? It's not eternal. You don't take it with you. It's a part of your physical reality and your physical existence. It is not your soul. Your soul is eternal. Your soul is limitless, boundless, timeless, all omnipresent, all encompassing. That is your soul. So, you know, your soul is way more powerful than your mind. Your soul is forever. And, you know, your soul is orchestrating everything right in conjunction with the universe. Your soul is a direct spark of source energy. Source energy, whatever you want to call it, the universe, source, God, goddess, whatever. It is the ultimate creator. It has created everything, everything that exists in the entire history of everything, you know, in the entire cosmos. It's invented the cosmos. It invented everything. It created everything. And so you are a direct spark. Your soul is a direct spark from that energy. So therefore, you are an ultimate creator because you are exactly that same energy of the ultimate creator. And so obviously that's the place from, that's the energy, the space from which we all need to create, not through our minds, but through our souls. Now, I realize that people think with the whole, like, you know, popular thing with the law of attraction out there is that, you know, the law of attraction is that you think good thoughts and then, or positive thoughts, which changes your feelings and emotions, which then raise your vibration. And then you can manifest from your vibration by focusing on what you want through your mind. And that's kind of like one of the the issues that need to be reconciled, because here's the thing. Remember, you are your soul. Like I just said, your soul is the ultimate creator, not your mind. Your mind can't even conceive of everything that can be created. Your mind has no idea what can be created. Your soul is where is all that is. So your soul already knows everything that is. Your soul already is everything that is. So it knows what it can bring into your physical world. Your mind doesn't even conceive of it all. Your mind can't even dream as big as your soul can bring you. Your soul, since you are your soul is a vibration. It's energy. Everything is energy. Everything, I mean, your table, your computer, your hair, everything is energy, right? Your body, your house, the trees, the planet, animals, everything is energy, living or not living. It's all energy. It's all matter. It's energy. So it all has a vibration. There's different levels of vibration. And so your soul being directly from the creator energy is the highest, strongest, most powerful vibration there is. Okay. And that's who you are. Now, your physical body, including your mind, is less strong. It's not as strong at all. So how the law of attraction is, and the law of attraction is a universal law. It's always working. You don't even, whether you're intentionally using it or think you're intentionally using it or not, it's always working. That's how everything comes into your life. It's the law of attraction. The law of attraction states that like attracts like. So a similar vibration that you are emitting out into the universe, you're going to attract a similar type of vibration back. Remember, you are your soul, and your soul is the strongest vibration that there is next to source energy. Way more strong than your mind or any thought energy you can put out there. And therefore, any emotional energy that goes up and down and raising your vibration, lowering your vibration, all that. That doesn't even apply here because you are your soul, and your soul is one strong, the strongest vibration there is, and it does not fluctuate. It's permanent. It's the only thing that's permanent. Your physical body's not permanent. Your mind's not permanent. You know, you leave this physical world at some point. It's temporary. Your soul is eternal. It is all there is, and it's the strongest energy. So that is the frequency that is most likely being, I mean, is the most to be put out into the universe from you. You know, that is the frequency. So, and that is the frequency of all that is and all that you truly desire. So the problem is, though, that people, while we're in our physical bodies, we are so caught up in our mind, lesser vibrations and frequencies. And these vibrations and frequencies, like people say, they fluctuate. They're not always high vibration. They are low vibration, medium vibration. They're all over the scale, right? And the thing is, it's impossible to maintain a high vibration of those energies, of being in our mind, because our mind by nature is fear-based. Fear-based, first of all, fluctuates. It is not constant and it is not eternal. And secondly, it is, it's not positive. It's fear. And it's the exact opposite of the energy that is your soul. Your soul is love, and it's anything is possible. It's accepting of everything, because anything is possible. Everything is possible. And so where you have your mind with fear that puts limits and restrictions on what's possible and doesn't even know what's possible, like I said before, then, you know, that's not the place where you want to create from. You want to create from the strongest vibration that you can do it from. And because that's what the law of attraction, you know, is going to be bringing into you. And remember, your soul is always bringing everything into you anyway. So where free will comes in, and remember, like, if you follow me, you know, there's no free will. I mean, there's limited free will. And this is why, because your soul is who you are, and your soul is the way stronger frequency and vibration than your mind and your thoughts could ever be. And so your soul is already determining all that is, and your soul is bringing in, it knows what you truly desire. It is what you truly desire. So it's magnetizing things and people, situations into your life and your physical world constantly that you truly desire. But, you know, it has a parameter for what, you know, is set out in this lifetime for you, and what your grand divine plan is for this lifetime, the lessons you need to learn, right? Your soul already knows this before it incarnates. And, you know, that's why it incarnates, for you to learn lessons. So within the confines of that, though, you do have a mind. And so you do have thoughts, and they put out little teeny tiny spurts of frequency, of vibration here and there, you know, nothing bigger or grander than what your soul is putting out. But as long as those bits and pieces and spurts fit within the confines of like what your soul has planned for you for this lifetime, then they can show up in your physical world. And so, I mean, that's why, I mean, if you have a negative thought and you're attracting things that you deem as negative and that you don't really want into your physical world, well, for some reason, they're coming in for a reason, because your soul is enabling them to come in. Why? Because of, there's a lesson to be learned there, right? Everything happens for a reason. And there really is no good or bad or positive or negative in the realm of the soul. Everything just happens for a reason. It's your mind that judges it as good or bad, right? Sometimes when you do intentionally create something that you desire and want in your life, it does show up. And, you know, many people make the mistake of thinking, oh, that's just because I thought that way, you know? It is, but it's only because it's within the confines of what your soul has planned for you for this lifetime. And it fits into, like, you know, your soul's going to make it fit in the whole grand scheme of the universe of the lessons you're supposed to learn in this lifetime and what your divine plan is for this lifetime, right? So we have free will to the extent that it fits within our divine plan for this lifetime in accordance with our soul in the universe. You know, so that's the limited free will. And so how we can create with that is just like I'm trying to get to and say, is that if you think things that are within the confines of like what your soul has planned for you and your divine plan for this lifetime, then they can come in, negative or positive, or however you judge them. But here's the thing. If you want everything that you truly desire, you know, you don't need to do the work of worrying about, like, you know, what your thoughts are doing and saying and like, you know, raising your vibration and all of that. This kind of goes to the second issue here, which I remember I said there were two issues of it. So the first one is limited free will. And like I just discussed, we have free will, and you can intentionally create from your mind to an extent, as long as it's, you know, fits within the grand plan of the universe. I mean, and your soul in conjunction with the universe. But then the second issue here is that you know, obviously, if you watch me and you see my teachings, you know that we need to be present, especially on the twin flame journey. It's all about being out of our minds and being present and not looking, focusing on the past, not, you know, focusing on the future. We want to just be able to be present and know that everything happens for a reason and be still and be in alignment, shift as close alignment with our soul as possible. Where people get tripped up though with intentionally manifesting is like, well, if I'm trying to intentionally create or manifest something into my life, that isn't that looking towards the future? Like I want this, you know, to be in my future. And that's totally understandable. And I get that. And so here's the whole answer to all of this actually is what you need to do. So the answer is to shift permanently closer into alignment with your soul. Once you do that, and every shift is permanent, and you know, you're not going to get totally into alignment with your soul until you reach ascension. That's perfect. That's not even necessary. But when you shift closer into alignment with your soul, which remember is a direct spark of source energy, it is the ultimate creator energy that there ever could be. It's the most powerful energy in the ever could be, and it's the ultimate creator. And your soul already knows what you truly desire. Your soul already is what you truly desire. And your soul is bringing everything into your, allowing everything into your life anyway, already. So when we get into that space of just being still and in our soul feelings, and it's a space without of our head, we're out of our mind. We're not all caught up in worry and fear and you know, oh my God, I need to get money quick, or I need to, I'm so lonely. I mean, like, what am I going to do? You know, I can't be by myself, or, you know, whatever thoughts are going through, whatever we would like to see show up in our physical world. If we're worried about it, if we're concerned about it, if we're so like focused on it, that we can't even find real true peace about it and, or in our life at all, unless we get it because it's so in our head and we're so focused on it, that's being in our mind and that's being fear-based. And then if we try to intentionally create or manifest things from that space with that energy, you know, that's just not being in alignment with our soul. Our soul is calm, peace, contentment. Our soul is trust and belief in the fact that everything happens for a reason, that it's all perfect. No matter what our mind may judge it as, everything is happening for a reason. Everything is perfect. There is a reason for it. For example, this coronavirus thing. Yes, there's some terrible things about it, but it's happening for a reason. And if you really look closely, you can see, or if you read some of the uplifting or positive stories out there, or see news stories that are somewhat positive, if you can find them, there are some amazing things happening for the planet with this. You know, for example, I saw an article where people in Wuhan, China, it's finally quiet and silent. They can hear the birds chirping for once. You know, the pollution from all the factories has stopped and they're able to look up and see the stars. And they've never been able to really see the stars before because all the clouds of pollution. The canals of Venice in Italy are clear and dolphins are swimming in them again. You know, so for the planet, there is some positive going on here. And so, you know, but if we're focusing only on the negative and like what's happening, you know, to us personally and stuff, you know, this is bigger than us. And so, but when you're only focused on the negative, then if you try to create and intentionally bring in things that you desire from that negative space of fear, then, I mean, you're not going to be able to create anything positive into your life. You're still going to attract more negative fear-based energy into your life. Does that make sense? Because the law of attraction is always working, and the law of attraction is going to be attracting in the energy frequencies that you're putting out. The more closer into alignment you are with your soul, and the more you can remain there in your calm, in your presence, in your contentment and peace, in your belief, actually, in trust and knowing and appreciation that everything is perfect and everything is happening for a reason. When you can truly be in that space, and then you can focus on and intend and intentionally create that, hey, when I'm in this space, I intend to have some more money come in, or I intend to, you know, not feel so lonely, or I intend to, you know, get a new job, whatever it is that you want, right? But when you're in the space of already feeling full, already feeling complete and whole, and that you are at peace and that you are present and everything is already perfect and exactly the way it's meant to be. And in order to truly, really resonate with that and be in that energetic space, you must trust and believe in your soul. That's trusting and believing in yourself, trusting and believing in your soul. You must believe, you must. This is the most important thing of anything, twin flame journey or not. Trust and believe that you're, that one, that you are your soul. That two, your soul is directly from source energy and the creator, all powerful. That three, your soul is orchestrating everything in your life because it is, and it always has been, and it always will, and every lifetime. And four, that your soul is doing everything for a reason, and that your soul has your back. Your soul doesn't fuck up. Your soul is like perfect. Your soul is miraculous. You are miraculous. You are your soul. And if you just trust and believe in that, trust and believe that your soul is doing everything and your soul doesn't fuck up, and your soul is doing everything in conjunction with the universe, with the whole universe as a whole, and with every universal law, including the law of attraction. If you just can convince yourself to trust and believe in that and shift into that belief, no matter what, that's where the faith needs to go. That's where your faith and belief needs to go. Not in outside things, not in outside, you know, I don't know, gods, goddesses, whatever. Your faith and belief just needs to go within, and just know that you are your soul and your soul is orchestrating everything in your life, and it's perfect and everything is happening for a reason. And then when you do that, you can let go. You can let go of the fear and worry that, you know, everything's going to shit, or that, you know, you're lonely, or you're never going to meet anyone, or you're going to be alone forever, all this other stuff. You let go of that, and all of a sudden none of that stuff matters. And that's when you know you've reached that state of peace, of calm, of love, of appreciation for everything that there is, of the presence that you are. And then that is your power. That is your power, where you can create and then manifest anything that comes in. But then you know you manifest, and if it doesn't show up immediately, which it most likely won't, because there's always a delay from the spiritual realm to the physical realm to show up. And how long that delay is, I mean, who knows? That's divine perfect timing. Nobody can guess what that is. Your soul knows, but your mind can't guess what that is, because actually there is no such thing as chronological time in the realm of the soul. So to the soul, I mean, a moment or a minute is the same amount of time as a lifetime, right? It's just whatever. But you know, as long as you keep that state, even when you intend and you don't see it show up, but keep that state and just keep believing and trusting in your soul that it's going to bring in exactly what you desire, because it knows exactly what you desire, and you already have and are everything that you desire. You are complete abundance. You are total love. Total happiness and peace and completeness and calm. And, you know, you are fearless. There is no fear in your soul. That's who you are. You are not your mind, which is all fear and looking worry and anxiety and sadness and anger and depression and all of that. But that's not who you are. Trust and believe in your soul, who you are, and everything will start showing up that you truly desire into your physical world. And I do want to say one other thing here real quick. Many people might not want to hear this, but, you know, like I said, your soul knows what you truly desire. Many times people's what they think they desire and what they think they want is, you know, when especially if they're not yet in alignment with their soul, that closely shifted into alignment with their soul, and they're all in their heads and their fear-based energy. What they think they want is not what they truly want. And remember, the soul knows what you truly want, and that's what's going to magnetize in. And it's usually not going to do it in the way or fashion that you dictate or think that it should go. Because again, that's your mind thinking things. Your soul's going to bring it in anyway. And your soul is miraculous. So it can bring anything as possible. Remember, anything that you want, that you truly desire, can come in any way, because anything is possible. When you shift into the presence of you, into the calm and the peace and the trust and the appreciation and the abundance of you, and, you know, that, like I said, causes you to let go from your mind of, you know, the worry, the fear, the, it has to happen this way. It has to happen in this amount of time. I need this now. You know, Jonah, just let it go. Trust that everything's coming in the divine perfect timing. As long as you trust and believe in that, it's going to do it. And so if your true desires are in alignment, if you're in alignment with your soul, your true desires are going to come in. And again, they might not be exactly what you think you want or what you think you desire, because many times that's from the mind and from fear-based energy, what you think you desire, because it's coming from you looking, your mind looking at something as a lack of what you need. When, and from a a point and a space of and a perspective of, you know, not even knowing what you could possibly want. Because believe me, what you truly desire is above and beyond anything that what you think in your mind that you want. And you will receive it. And you deserve it. And you already actually have it. You just have to shift into your own soul and trust and believe in it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Twin Flame Truth TV. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next week. Have a great week. Stay well.